This is what we want to replicate. This is what we want to look like. Mm-hmm. And you go back and ask any of those guys that I coached, Chantrell Henderson, who we just played with, Cyrus Quandro, Barrett Jones, I mean, all those guys. Jason Fox at Miami. And we showed Orlando Franklin. They've all watched those tapes.
Is it the move back to a more traditional offense that he was familiar with in terms of West Coast and there being, you know, you huddle in between? Could that be a reason that he looks better now than he did 4 years ago?
I don't mean he did great things 3-4 years ago.
Oh, no, he's unbelievable.
I'm talking about his movement, his balance. I mean, he's as good now as he was back then.
Yeah.
There's been none, no drop off.
One of the things we've seen different is this pre-practice stretching routine that he goes to. That's been the last 2 years. I'm sure, has that played a role?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. But I know he does that. That's something he does every day.
Yeah.
He's got me doing it now. after practice.
I guess you have to have a discipline.
Yeah, you do. And I've missed like 3 days of it because we've been so busy. And I can feel it already. Seriously. Because I haven't stretched in years. But, you know, he's got me doing that same stuff. And I'm like, I feel a difference.
So how is Jason and Isaac, the chemistry going, and how's Isaac progressed at left guard?
Excellent. I think Isaac's last 2 weeks of camp have been way, way improved. He's cleaned up a lot of his footwork, his hands, which is really helping him with his balance. He's really, really a smart player and has a good understanding of the offense. And he learns at a very accelerated rate compared to some of the other players. And he also is a good communicator. So I think for Jason to have a guy like that next to him who speaks, you know, he echoes calls and stuff like that, I think that's a comfortable feeling. Because when you're out of tackle, you're kind of away from everything. You don't always hear what the center's saying. And so, but Isaac is extremely confident, knows his stuff inside and out, and I think that he likes playing next to him.
What's your level of confidence when you look at the regular season in the run game and getting things going up front?
I'm going to let you guys worry about all the yardages and all of that stuff because, here, this is my philosophy on all that. Okay. Right now, the mission for us is to make sure that our players are taking the appropriate departure angle and surfacing the blocks the right way. If you do that, the rest of it's going to take care of itself. So, to me, that's more important than anything. I don't worry about all that other stuff because I know that if we take care of business with those two things, that the rest of it will take care of itself. And we have some great plays that you know, at the initial phase of it look really well blocked. One guy takes the wrong angle, one guy puts his hat the wrong place, one guy surfaces the block the wrong way, and we got nothing.
So what's your level of confidence in those two areas going for the offensive line specifically?
We're not there yet. Not like we were last year, you know, doing some of the things, but these things are all. It's like getting on a spaceship and going to the moon. You got to program everything just right based on the alignment of a defender, how wide is the linebacker, how low is the linebacker, all these blocks. You see us over here doing them all the time. Mm-hmm. I change all those things up. We spend the majority of our time doing that, and the player, that's on them now. When the game starts, you have to assess those things to determine how you're going to surface this block, and we're not there yet.
How difficult is moving from right tackle to left tackle with only in practice?
Hard. It's hard.
Does that explain why Lane maybe struggled on Thursday night?
Well, I don't know if he struggled. I just know that it's hard. I know that a lot of the other players, like there's some players that really struggle going from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Some other guys, no problem. That's just from a balance standpoint, there's not an issue. If you're a guy who plays on one side for a long period of time and get moved to the other side, if you're a left side player, you want to be inside out this way. You want to be strong and down the inside. And so when you go to the other side now, if you're here, you're leaning outside. So I think it's for one day, I think it takes certain players are different, but I think it would, you know, for Lane to do that, I think we got to give him a couple more days.
How important is it for you to have all five starters, though, playing at least in this last game? Typically, the starters don't play in the final preseason game. How much do you want to see at least one game out of those?
Yeah, that would be great. I think it's important to always, you know, the more that they're together, the more they're around each other, the more that they're doing the things I just discussed with you. Assessing the angles, surfacing the blocks together, not with someone else. I think that's important.
Specifically, when on that one play with Lane, where he got beat on the spin, is that a technique thing? Or is
yes,
that
absolutely technique. He's more than capable of he knows that. He knew that the minute he stepped off the line. He knew it. So, but I think Lane's been playing great on the right side. He's got the last 2 weeks, just like Isaac, really got it really going well. So,
if I can ask you about one of the guys on the other side of the line, you've seen him practice a lot, Barnett. Does he give your guys a hand? Has he been giving your guys a handful?
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a really good player. He creates you know, he's so low, and he comes around the edge, like Coach said, really, really bends well. And I think that player, you know, he reminds me a lot of, like, when I was at Syracuse, we recruited Dwight Freeney. And he has a lot of Dwight Freeney's. He's not as quick as Dwight, but he's got the same style. He's low, he bends, he spins, he's got... He creates a lot of headaches for people, and you're going to see a lot of production out of that player as time goes on. You're going to see a lot more, trust me.
What have you learned not having the starting five in the first 2 years about the offensive line?
That we have good depth. We have players that can go, we can plug in, and as you know, since I've been here a few years, there's been years where we've been down to the last guy. And to have that type of quality of depth is really, that's really good.
How much do you work with the tight ends on their blocking? So has there been any progress with Zach specifically?
I don't coach the tight ends. We have times where we get together, and Coach Peel and Coach Chung take the outside, you know, they split up in pods. I stay with the inside guys. Now, when we have film meetings towards the end of the week, I take all the guys together in the meetings and we talk through the different stuff on the film. But in terms of, you know, out here on the field, that's not, I have my hands full with the players that I have.
Sorry if I've been asked this, but have you noticed anything different with Isaac Samalu since Allen got traded and it was pretty clear that he was going to be the starter?
Isaac's the same cat, man. He's a level line. He's a great player to coach. Smart. I'll tell you what. We had a day that the players had off. I don't remember what day. It was a couple weeks ago, but I really analyzed his camp film. I guess it was a week or two in, and we had a day off or something. They had a play. So I really just sat down and I just worked, because he was struggling a little bit, you know, with some of his stuff. And I went back and watched some of the film, and I picked up on a couple things, and I sat down with him and I showed him. And then right after that, boom, done. And he really, now he's playing, I think he's playing way more confident, way more. His, everything about him is confident.